Right now, it is time to welcome once again from the sunny climes to our sunny climes, NASCAR Dave. Morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Marshall?
Oh, can't complain. Wide awake. We had lots of thunderstorms early last evening, and it really didn't cool things down, just made it muggier. But other than that, you know, we're on the right side of the dirt.
We're on the right side of the dirt, and we had the same scenario down here. So the weather pattern must be the same, up in the upper 90s and rain and thunder showers and stuff like that. So, but that's expected this time of year down here. Well, listen, Marshall, I know you you always have a pretty busy schedule on a morning show, but I just wanted to take a minute. I was informed this week of a dear friend of mine from Dover Plains who passed away this last Saturday. His name was Clarence Hoisert, a longtime employee of Mina Santa Gravel. He also worked for Adrian down in Dover Plains, the Andrin, the people who pump cement in the tri-state area, and also for J&J Lumber. And I want to take a minute to just reflect a little bit on his life. He's a life member of the J.H. Ketchum Hose Company. He's a past assistant chief and deputy chief. Was very involved in community. Was a Korean veteran in the U.S. Army. Was a life member also, American Legion Post 178 in Millerton. He was an associate member at the VFW in Dover Plains. And first met him when I was marching when we were 18 years old for the Sharon Fire Department. Just a very gracious type person. And then when I was working at the culinary, and they were pumping cement out towards the Poughkeepsie area, he would always stop at a little bar on his way back after working all day. It was called Katie's, and the reason he stopped at Katie's and we met there is because George Katie was a longtime fire chief for the Pleasant Valley Fire Department and also belonged to the Hudson Valley Firemen's Association, which Clarence is a member of, and a Red Royal Order of the Red Velvet, which means they volunteer at the home that volunteer firemen and first responders. So just a avid sportsman. Got to know him a lot through going to NASCAR races. We'd meet every year in Dover, Delaware, and then we'd meet again up in Watkins Glen. Always invited me over to his campsite, my wife and I. Just a very gracious person. Cooked all the breakfast down at the VFW in Dover on Sunday morning, and was just truly he was a delight to know and become friends with. And I'm very disappointed with the COVID thing that I'm unable to travel up to pay respect this afternoon from 4 to 8 at the Huffcutt Funeral Home in Dover Plains. But certainly he would understand that situation. But I talked to Huffcutt. In New York State, they're allowed to let 10 people in at a time at the funeral home to pay their respects and then move on out, no lingering, and so that the next 10 can come in. There is an exemption for fire departments and legions. They can go in just as a group of folks, more than 10, pay their respects and move on. So I'm sure he's going to really have a good send-off. And he's already upstairs, and I know that he and Tom Lasher and Kevin Ahern are already promoting great things for when we all get to be reunited again and talk about all the good times that we had down there. But we want us all to keep going forward and to keep volunteering and to keep being good to your neighbor, such as he was. He led by example. And certainly my condolences go out to his entire family, his daughter Cindy, his two sons Thomas and Nikki, and, of course, their families, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. He will be sorely missed in the tri-state area. He was a supporter of Sunday in a Country food drive. Introduced me to a lot of big names in the Dover-Wingdale area who helped us tremendously over the years with unbelievable gifts for our different raffles. And it was all because of folks that he knew and was kind enough to put in touch with ourselves at the food drive. So certainly my condolences go out to all his friends and family. And I'm sorry that I can't be there, but I hope maybe this will give everybody a little bit of comfort. Clarence was a great man, and once again, he would be sadly missed. So today from 4 to 8 at Huff Cut Funeral Home, and the burial is just going to be tomorrow, graveside only. So, Marshall, thank you for letting me speak a little bit about Clarence. And as always, without WHDD, I almost made a mistake there. It's been a long time. I almost said Q103. Without WHDD and what you do for the local community, you and Jill and Tri-State Communications with the radio and TV stations, we would really be in a bigger jam than what we are. So you guys just keep up the good work, and everybody be safe. We're all safe down here, and we're just going to get through this until we can get a vaccine and get back to normal so that we can travel and come up and spend some time in the Northeast again. Certainly I do miss it, and I miss being on the radio on Sunday. So once again, thanks for all you guys do, and thanks for letting me speak a little bit about my friend Clarence.
You know, it's got to be tough for you because I know you've planned on coming up here a whole bunch of times in the past several months, and of course, that would mean a 14-day quarantine and everything like that. So this is the personal side of COVID-19 that people tend to forget. How when you have weddings and you have funerals and you have family events, whether they're deaths or whether they're celebrations of life, and families can't get together from other parts of the countries anymore. It's a I think that's really one of the toughest part of this whole situation.
Yeah, and I know down here when you if you end up in a hospital, they really don't want you to go and visit your loved ones, especially if they've been tested positive for COVID, which means some of these people are passing away all by themselves, other than nurses who do such a tremendous job and have since this thing started, along with the doctors and the first responders and all the first responders, police, firemen, ambulance. Everybody's paid down here. It's a little bit different, but when you add up the volunteers up there and up north that do that and are so happy to go out and do that to try to keep the community safe, those folks are the real heroes in my mind of all of us. So,
well, Craig,
along with everybody else, the people who stock the shelves, and it's just an all-out war, and everybody's doing a great job. So.
All right. Well, Craig Whiting just sent a little note along saying he wanted to say, tell Dave I said hello. So hello from Dave, from Craig Whiting to you, Dave.
Yeah, well, we used to work together once in a while on the, I think he was in, wasn't he doing the sports show for quite a while, right?
Well, he's now a selectman in Canaan. He's really involved. He works at Berkshire School now, and you know, you speak about the first responders. The first responders were called out in Falls Village yesterday. Two women got trapped at the bottom of the falls, so they brought all the first responders out and the rope crew, the Northwest Rope Crew Rescue Crew, and I think the Woodbury Rope Rescue Crew, and managed to get those two women extricated and out of there. And then LifeStar picked up one at the high school, and the other one went by ambulance to Sharon Hospital. So once again, our first responders are there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It seems like up here, what people don't realize up here is our first responders are mostly all volunteer.
Yeah. And we were always very fortunate up there with how good everybody got along with all the different departments and specialized equipment coming from all over to make those type of rescues or those type of saves on burning houses or accident scenes or whatever needs to happen. They've they've really got to coordinate it up there, and kudos to all those folks that do that day in and day out.
All right. Well, I want you and the wife to stay safe down there, and we can't wait. Sooner or later, you'll be able to get up here. Hopefully, by Christmas time, you'll be able to get up here and say hello to everybody.
Let's hope so. And like I said, I've got so many miles in the travel bank now with JetBlue, I'll be able to come up every weekend and do a radio show again.
All right, Dave. Be safe. All right. Take care, buddy.
Have a great day.
All right, bye-bye. NASCAR Dave, Dave McMillan this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.